Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. You're welcome. Give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yes, Damba did a fabulous job. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Juliana was telling me that she loves how Damba connects the songs. Glory be to God. Without breaking the flow and the presence. Amen. So, yeah. Hallelujah. So, you're welcome to the service today. Hallelujah. Yes, greet your neighbor, amen. Find out how they're doing. Glory to God. Amen. Are they okay? Hallelujah. God is good. Last Sunday, yeah, people came to church excited and, you know, until I began preaching. And then people had, you know, we talked about the kingdom of God that is coming. Okay. As I went somewhere, I drove with Mark and Rachel. And Rachel said, man, basically what she meant was that she has now like banged gas with these things of God. If the kingdom of God coming, we are going to be working. Angels won't be flying around, you know. See now, glory be to God. Amen. Then there's a gentleman I talked to who said that every Sunday when they come here, as they leave, they talk with the wife about how the service was, how the sermon was. But last Sunday, they went home. Everyone was quiet. No one was what? Was talking because, you know, amen. But I was a bit shocked. I thought, LAT knows these things. Amen. You know, I thought LAT guys read their Bibles. You know, and they take the Bible the way it is what? You see, glory be to God. And today, I have come back any sermon that you hear anywhere should either make you glad, or sad, or mad. Glory be to God. Amen. So today I want to try and paint a clearer picture of the kingdom of God that is coming. All right? But I'm not going to retract anything I said last Sunday. Amen? In addition to the fact that on the first day of the kingdom, when Jesus steps, lands on the Mount of Olives, you know, on that first day, you know, some people, what's going to happen? Yeah, it's there. Guys are going to this, you know, in their sockets, as you know, their body as they are standing. And that will all be the, anyway, you know who will be doing it. Amen. Not the devil, but people kind of getting what they deserve. Amen. People getting what? The enemies of God. Because when that day comes, he's coming as a lion. You know, and with vengeance. You know, people are going to, you know, it's going to be bad, the first day, but it's going to be wonderful. Because Jesus will have come back to start reigning. Glory be to God. Someone said, told me on Sunday that they thought that the moment he appears, the moment that day, that era, clocks in, gold, you know, streets, you know, So they were disappointed, you know. You know, however, you know, it's going to be wonderful. Okay? Wonderful, but it's not going to be what the Bible calls the new heavens and the new earth. That is going to come after 1,000 years. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, Juliana said last Sunday that now she's going to start, you know, reading her Bible and to really read things the way they are what? Written. Glory be to God. Now, a background about this kingdom, okay? You remember Jesus, rather God, God the Father, told David that out of you we shall come a seed, from your body, you see, who will have an everlasting kingdom. You know that scripture, okay? Second Samuel 7:13, a throne that is everlasting, and a kingdom that will have no end. Do you remember? Now that promise, like we said some time ago, has to be fulfilled. Okay? Now, when Gabriel came to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 30, Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 33, the angel told her that, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. So Jesus is going to come to sit on the throne of, then it says that, verse 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So Jesus, his reign will be the fulfillment of the prophecy or of the promise God gave David. Are you with me? Okay? And that kingdom is not in heaven. You understand? It is here. It is where? Here. Okay? And all that is being done basically to take back what Adam lost. What Adam lost was not in heaven. It was this earth. Do you understand? It was this earth. So, if you believe, and that's what I believe also, that when the rapture happens, we shall go to heaven. Okay? You should also believe that at a certain point, you're coming back. You understand? You're coming back here. You see? Now, when you come back, there will be three groups of people. Okay? You who will have gone to heaven to be with the Lord, after the rapture, you will have a glorified body. Because it says that we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And this motto, we shall put on immortality. This corruptible shall put on incorruptible. Then you come back with that what? A glorified body. Now, this is wonderful, Rachel. A body which can't get sick anymore. You understand? All the misery that you encountered when you're still in this body, you won't know it again. You understand? Isn't that wonderful? It's going to be wonderful. But you'll be on this earth. A glorified body. And these things you see, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. No, now with that glorified body, those things won't be strange. They won't be a mystery. You understand? You just look at someone and because you're in a glorified body, a glorified mind, Do you understand? A body that can't get sick, A body that can't be hijacked, locked up in a room, Because if they lock you in a room, you just get out. Like what Jesus did, You remember? The disciples were locked up in a room and Jesus just appeared. Now you're going to have that same kind of body. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? That is, and in addition to that, now, so that is the first kind of people who will be here. The second people will be people who will have gotten saved during the tribulation. Eh? Okay? So, Christians, but they are still in these natural bodies. You know, unglorified bodies. Now, those ones can die. Do you understand? Those ones can die. They can get sick. They are not sharp, you know, prophetically, you know. Glory be to God. Amen? You see, then, the third people are people, when Jesus comes back, like, remember, he's going to start with rebels. You understand? So there will be people who are not born again. And even when he comes, some of those guys won't believe. They'll say, okay, great, but those are yours. And they will stay around. You see? So can you imagine three kinds of people? You see? Now that is wonderful. Someone asked me a question that now, what if now for you, like you married someone who's not saved, then now your glorified body and she or her is not, so what will happen to you? First of all, my calling is not to answer all your questions. You understand? First of all, it is not to answer what? You read your Bibles. However, there's some things which the Bible doesn't waste time, what? Hallelujah. However, that mix won't happen, you know, Glory be to God. Amen? So that is the first thing, Hallelujah. Now, you see, when Jesus came, he said that, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That kingdom, that's what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about coming and then shoo gold and, you know, Okay? You know, John the Baptist, do you know what John the Baptist came to do? He came to prepare a way for the king. And that's what he said. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. A king coming to establish a kingdom. You had better read these things literally. He wasn't coming to some mystical things. A king, like if the Kabaka is going to Kayunga. You understand? Then they send some guys to what? To prepare what? So guys start saying, man, the Kabaka is coming, you guys. The Kabaka is coming. Get ready. That is exactly what John was doing. Amen? Get ready to believe him. You know, when you see him, some of you have never seen him. So he was making guys ready to receive the king. Hallelujah. Amen? Before Jesus left, those last days, the disciples in Acts 1, verse 6, they asked him that, so Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel at this time? So these guys were thinking kingdom here. They didn't ask him whether he was taking them to heaven. You know, what did he? Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom? You know, here, and beginning with the state in which it was. Do you understand? Amen? Again, I know I will get here without encouraging some people to say, but however, this is the truth. This is the what? This is the truth. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? So we say that kingdom is going to start with a war. And some people, it will be like nuclear. People are going, their bodies are going to dissolve. The Bible says it when they are standing. And I told you that is better than, that is worse than tear gas. Glory be to God. Jesus, the Bible says, is coming to reign with a rod of iron. You know, a rod of iron. Jesus. Rod of iron, man. Amen? And you can't vote him out. No, he's coming to reign forever. It is his kingdom. He died, he paid the price for it. So with a rod of iron. Now, you guys who will have glorified bodies, it will be wonderful. Eh? Actually, it will be wonderful for everybody. Even non-believers. Eh? Even those who reject him. Eh? You know, he's not going to force anyone to accept him. Some guys are going to jam. It's clear in the Bible. Some guys will jam. However, he will chill them as long as they are not causing kavuyo. You understand? Eh? Jesus is not coming to do what some Muslims do. Eh? You refuse to believe, then they kill you. He's not going to do that. Eh? You know, you can believe, but you can disagree and believe. You understand? Eh? But in peace. But what will be causing kavuyo, he's going to deal with them seriously. Glory be to God. The things governments do to create peace in a place, you understand? They are, it is what? It is testing the powers of age to come. Amen? You guys, you had better read your Bibles. So, and then, the other thing is, the devil will be bound. The devil won't be around. Now, imagine you have a glorified, body. And even if you don't have one, Jesus is a live man. Okay? And the devil is not in the picture. Now, imagine a world like that. Glory be to God. Amen? But, again, some people will be sinning. Even when the devil is not there. People without glorified what? We with the glorified bodies, we shall never be able to sin. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, it will be wonderful. Eh? And the devil is out of the picture. You know, eh? Amen? Glory be to God. And then, the saints, some of us will be reigning with Jesus. Eh? You know, depending on how you live your life now, will determine the status you'll hold in the kingdom. Israel, the Jews will be regathered to their land. Okay? And we saw that David, King David, is coming back. He's not coming back in a dream. For those of you who have seen David in a dream, what? He's not coming back in a dream. He's coming back live, King David, to reign with Jesus, to reign as a prince in Israel over that kingdom. Amen? You see, you remember James and John, the disciples, they asked Jesus, they were with their mother. They're like, man, do us a favor. I said, what? He said, now, we request. You know, I, John, and I, James, might sit with you on your left and right in your kingdom. They're not talking about heaven. These guys are Jews. They are Jews. They know a kingdom that was promised to David. Not in heaven, here. You see, So they wanted to be Jesus' right hand, like the closest to in the kingdom when they have power. Amen? And Jesus said, that one, it is not for me. Ha, hallelujah. Now, so then he told the 12 that you will reign with me in my kingdom. Judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Not in heaven, here. Those apostles are coming back to reign over Israel. Now, you had better be among those who are going to reign in other parts of the world. Some of you are coming back to Uganda. I'm telling you, there will be, things to be done in Uganda, and Jesus will need people to reign with him in Uganda, in Rwanda, in Kigali, in Burundi, in Southern Sudan, in Chad. Do you understand? But if you don't want to come back, if you're raptured and you don't want to come back, you have to come back. You have to come back. The Bible says he will come back with a sense. You see, eh? And how great you'll be in the kingdom, it depends on how faithful you have been in this what? Dispensation. Hallelujah. You guys, you're coming back here. You know, some of you are going to be, I don't know, minister of something. Because work is going to continue. So there will be a means of education. We are getting there. I'm going to show you. Amen. If you don't believe these things, what is going to happen? That means that you can't live for that life to come. Eh? That means that you're going to live an empty life now, just playing around. Eh? All right? You know, glory be to God. Then we said, the Bible says, once a year, people will be required, nations will be required to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And what will happen to those who don't go there? Huh? Says, no rain. It's there, eh? We read it. No rain. You understand? So that means, in those 1,000 years, it won't be heaven, really. It won't be heaven. Because if some people are not having rain, that means they have a drought during the reign of Jesus. So that means that the whole world won't be having gold and what? Those funny things you guys think. If some people are what? Are starving. Huh? And again, they're not starving in heaven here. Glory be to God. Amen? You see, you guys want me to make you happy? Shout, yeah, yeah, yeah. Papa, what? Yeah. You know, I'm telling you the Bible. You see, eh? You know, we need to get Christians who know the Bible, who are not just shouting, eh? Just, why, yeah, you know, just stay on emotional high, you know, you always have to keep them, eh? You know, eh? You have to invent some kind of thing, eh? To keep them, you know, eh? This is what the Bible says, eh? You know, just shouting, but man, eh? Just empty, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? So, even those who won't have glorified bodies, you know, they will have, their lifespans will be extended. You remember? If someone dies at 100, they will say, man, a kid has died. Now, for you, with a glorified body, you won't be able to die. You understand? Death won't be able to touch you anymore. But for those who have, you know, they will, you know, 100, you're like, what? You know, eh? Now, who's going to bury them? When they die, are they just going to, like, evaporate then no more? You know, someone died and shoo. Resurrection will be later after 1,000 years. So, Sandra, what's going to happen to those dead bodies? No, you think. You don't have to think. Just accept the truth. But you don't want to think about that. But the truth is people will be buried. Eh? People will be buried. So they will need funeral services will be what? Are you listening to me? In the millennium, when Jesus is reigning, kids at 100 years will be dying. Then those very old guys, man, at what? 950. They'll also die. But for you, won't die. So, Uganda funeral services. I'm telling you, you guys, I want to paint a right picture of what is going to happen. Eh? But for you, think about a glorified body with Jesus reigning, no devil. Do you understand? Eh? You can never get sick with a glorified body. But those who still have these, you know, the bodies, they always get sick. But it will be so hard to begin with. So hard. However, there will still be a chance that they can. And when they die, someone has to bury them. You understand? And this burying won't be charity that you just volunteer to bury. You can, however, people have to be paid. Uganda funeral service has to be paid. Do you understand? So where are you? How are they going to be paid? We just lip service. Oh, thank you. You know, no. You know, dimes go. You know. Are you listening to me? Have you ever thought about these things? You know. Anyway, but we say there will be a healing ministry. The sick will get well. You know, there will be no war. Okay. And there's a verse I forgot to read, but you know it. Isaiah. Isaiah 11, 6 to 8. What does it say? 6 says, is that wolf or wolf? Huh? Wolf. Not wolf. Jira says wolf. Okay, so that animal shall dwell with a lamb. Shall dwell with the what? The lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. Now, this is the millennium. Wonderful. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Glory be to God. Now, pray that little child is not your child. Because this little child, it means they were born in that one. So they have natural bodies. So they are susceptible to die, to sickness, to those things. So, but a kid will be dealing with lions. Why? You know, Okay, go on. Verse 7. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw. Like the ox. So animals won't eat each other. Glory be to God. What did you say, Sandra? Will you eat animals? Where do you want to eat animals? The nursing child shall play by the cobras, what? In the millennium. Meanwhile, the child is doing this, but some other guys have been alarmed. With a drought. You understand? So that doesn't look like heaven to me. Because heaven is all bliss, isn't it? But now, man. Hallelujah. And the winged child shall put his hand in the viper's den. A winged child. That winged child might be 97. You know, or even 2 months. Glory be to God. It's going to be bliss. Wonderful. Amen. When I think about this verse, you know, for women, you women, this also means that a woman will play with a spider. You understand? Jira, you play with lizards. Geckos, you know, worms. In the millennium, you understand? Those things will be harmless. Are you listening to me? It's going to be wonderful. But as the things that happen, there are some rebels. And Jesus, you know, or we guys, you know, who are executing, his authority in some parts, maybe in Uganda, we shall deal with what? Kayihura, you understand? The way Kayihura, whatever, is from Seven's authority. You know, some of us are going to, and we shall do it very gladly. Amen? A rod of iron. This is what the Bible says. Glory be to God. Now, your promises are coming to pass. You understand? I know they think you want to hear. My word, you know. Amen. But this is also coming. It is also a promise to somebody, which God also has to fulfill. God is not only interested in fulfilling your promises. He's also interested in fulfilling a promise to Eve, to Abraham, you understand? To David, and It is mostly this. Glory be to God. But do you realize it's going to be wonderful? I'm coming to offices. For me, I read the scripture. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? You've gotten that. Now, Isaiah chapter 60. Okay? So we've done that history, eh? The history from last Sunday. Amen? History of what? Yeah. You know, that is history. Amen? Meanwhile, I hope you know that I'm studying history, eh? The history of Uganda. I'm studying, man. I'm cracking, eh? And man, it's wonderful, eh? Now, I realized that I wasn't exactly sharp in school. Because these things now are very simple things, man. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. I really felt like the Lord was, you know, wanted me to study history. You can't be a leader in the, you know, and you don't know about your country. Amen? Amen? So anyway, the other week, I read a book on the life of Mutesa too. I finished it. Then I went to the life of Obote. I finished it. Then I sent books from somewhere. I got two books. One is The Mustard Seed. Okay. I'm like quarter way now. Then I also got Pecos Ukutesa's book. Eh? What is it called? The way I saw it, you know. Then that evening after I had bought them, I think the following day, I received a text from Denise, you know, the wife to my OB. Yes, I was going to digress into other smart things. You just see that guy there, but those were one of the coolest guys in smart, man. Who used to wear high tops, then walk, you know. Hallelujah. Now, and so she sends me a text saying that, please send me all the list of all books that you want to read. You know, eh? Then I was like, hey, this must be God who really wants me to what? Then I told her, okay, I'm going to send you my long list, but I got some yesterday. Then she said, I was supposed to tell you yesterday. You know, eh? To me again, I saw it another sign as, you know, God is, you know. Okay? So anyway, give her a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. I deliberately had to create that opportunity to what? To thank her. Hallelujah. So, we are where? Isaiah what? 60, verse what? Verse what? Verse 8 to 12. Okay, verse 8. Isaiah says that, who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roosts? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come fast. To bring your sons from afar. You remember Israel will be regathered, okay, back in their land. So it says here, to bring your sons from afar. Okay, you've seen it. So verse 8, who are those who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roosts? You see, eh? Amen? Don't you think those are planes? Isaiah had never seen a plane. There are no planes, but you understand? Eh? These are planes. Who will be manning them? Who will be, you understand? So there will be pilots in those days. Are you listening to me? Huh? And where will they learn those skills, Sandra? There will be schools. Amen? If you don't agree with the planes, at least you agree they are ships. Have you seen the ships? If there are ships, why can't there be planes? Do you think Jesus is coming to eradicate planes? I mean, you think. Why does he eradicate planes and leave ships? Does it make sense? Yeah? So there will be people working on ships, people, hair hostesses. Sandra, hair, you're an air, eh? I have lost with Juliana. Juliana told me, man, those guys were on TV, those, what? Or talk shows. The moment they say any, like, Lugana English, she just switches off. Okay? So, there will be planes and ships bringing Israelis, Jews, back home. Then you say, their silver and their gold with them. Dimes. Okay? To the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Verse 10, the sons of foreigners shall build your walls. Now, this is what I wanted. Building walls. Construction will be going on. Now, what is happening in Israel at that time is a picture of what will be happening elsewhere in the world. Okay? So, when Jesus comes back, it didn't mean that all of a sudden, like the man, a city that is planted, gold, it is gold, you know. No. People will be what? You know, construction will go on. Amen? Certainly the trucks, all those things that are used in construction will be what? Do you understand? And some of you will be employed by those what? Construction companies. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you will be teachers in schools which are teaching what? Construction. In the millennium, eh? But it's going to be wonderful where Jesus is king. The devil is not in the picture. Hallelujah. Hmm? Are you listening to me? Where did we stop? I want to mess you guys up. In fact, I was so shocked that you guys gave last Sunday. I know you guys were annoyed. Hey, but you guys gave, man, and we paid rent. Hallelujah. But I wonder if Rachel gave. Because the mood she was in after the service. Huh? Hallelujah. The sons of foreigners shall build your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore, your gates shall be open. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. You remember? People will be going to Israel, eh? You know it. Eh? That's where the king is. It is the headquarters of the world. Glory be to God. Then verse 12. For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish. Just like guys will be alarmed with what? No rain. Guys will perish, you know, will be disciplined. You know, take them off the scene. Okay? And those nations shall be utterly ruined. Amen? Glory be to God. But that won't include you. For you will be, most of you have glorified what? Hey, if Jesus came now, some of us, like, you know, I don't know how many of us, will be sure. Yeah? And some of you, man. Yeah? Hallelujah. Now, there's some people who say that the entire body of Christ that will be, you know, given, glorified, who body. And it could be true, but I don't think so. You understand? Because there are Christians who are living like thugs. Eh? But they're going to heaven, you understand? But they're living like thugs. There is no testimony about them, man. Hallelujah. Tithing is a problem. A guy has 10,000, just getting 1K to give to the Lord. 1K. Now, you understand? Then they use the other 9K to mess up campus chicks. You understand? And some to smoke so that they can keep away. You understand? Now, do you really think those guys, maybe they are going to also the rapture, but I doubt. I really doubt. I think my doctrine, you know, and I could be wrong, is that people are going in the rapture are going to be people who are walking with God. You remember? The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and he was no more. You understand? That was the first rapture, by the way. Enoch, eh? You know, he was walking with God. So I also believe that the people who are going to be raptured, like Enoch was, will be those who are walking with God. Hallelujah. Amen? But that is something else. Okay, so nations are what? Messed up. Glory be to God. Verse 17, same chapter. It says that instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I'll bring silver. So that means that there will, for those of you who thought just gold all of a sudden, eh? I asked the person who told me that, that gold over the place. I asked them, so, what did I ask them? I asked them, so, why do you think that? They said, yeah, because God is God. Because they know God is God. The moment he comes, they, shoo, things just gold, man, eh? All over the world. Because God is God. I was like, but the Bible doesn't say that. Hallelujah. So there will be silver. Eh? The reason why I'm reading this verse is to answer all those things. Eh? So there will be silver. There will be bronze. And he says instead of stones, iron. So there will be iron. You understand? Iron will be needed for construction and for other things. We saw construction happening. Isn't it? Aha. Now here we are. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates, lawyers, righteousness. So there will be lawyers. You understand? Lawyers suiting these things, man. Some guys are grabbing land. Eh? Imagine I'm raptured, then someone is what? Claiming my life. You understand? I come back, then you find, man, guys, you know. No. You know. But even with a glorified body, you will have property. Do you understand? You won't be just some strange being in the flying all over the place. When you come back, you will have property. Are you listening to me? You won't just be flying. You know, when Jesus was on the earth after the resurrection, didn't he have a place for staying? Didn't he eat fish? You understand? He entered the house. You know, he. So, have you seen? So, these lawyers, where are they going to be handling these cases from? In the sky, you know? In the clouds? They will have offices. Are you listening to me? Now, if lawyers will have offices, what about other people? The construction workers, the MD or the construction company? Are you listening to me? Huh? So, there will be a law school. You know, eh? So that, you know, lawyers can be churned out, you know, eh? And good lawyers, man, eh? Those, you know, eh? Hallelujah. That's why, by the way, I read this verse to show you. Eh? Glory be to God. Now, Isaiah 61. Okay? Are you happy? Rachel, how are you? How are you feeling? Your ish. Rachel told me that she thought, man, she thought we're just going to be flying angels. Right now, we shall be able. Angels will be there, of course. Eh? And you see, that dispensation, eh? You see how people see now visions, you understand, you know? A good number of people in those days they will be experiencing what we now call open visions. But in that dispensation, it will be no more. You understand? Eh? You hear, then you're seeing an angel. You understand? Remember, some people are having glorified bodies. So through the angels will be there. But it won't just be suckers, just like, you know.
Just say, okay, if you want angels to be flying, well, now, so now you're here, so it's the angels that fly. So the whole last 7 years, you're just like that. Does that make sense? Because in 2 minutes, you get bored of those things. Who angels? Then they are singing. 1,000 years doing that. It can't be so. Amen? Glory be to God. Isaiah 61. Now, these good things that we are sharing, what God wants you to do is to have a test of them in this generation. Are you listening to me? Eh? So, we are not only talking about the kingdom to come, you know, what we're going to experience, but some of these things you can begin to, all these things of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, understanding of spirit, those are things that will be the things in that time. Amen? So God wants you to test them now. You see, we said, you know, instead of whatever I'll give you, God wants you to test those things now. Hallelujah. Amen? People will be living up to 1,990 years. So even you now, God doesn't want you to die young. You understand? God doesn't want you to die young. You know, you should fulfill, you know, the days of your life. That is if you want to die. You understand? If you have plans of dying. You know, for me, I have no plans of what? Of dying. But if you have plans of dying, please die. Don't die young. Amen? And die well. Glory be to God. Amen? But I pray you don't die when you're trying to test whether you can put your arm in a what? A viper's what? Trying to test the power. Don't die like that. Don't die stupid. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61. Okay? This is, okay, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. You remember, Jesus read this bit in Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of who? Of the Lord. Now, in Luke 4, Jesus stopped there. Jesus stopped what? Stopped there. Now, he's coming back to continue from where he stopped. Luke 4, you read it, he stopped there. So he didn't read the entire prophecy. Okay? Now he's coming back to fulfill the other bit. And the other bit says, the day of vengeance of our God. Not the day of smiling, you know. Vengeance. You know, it will start with that nuclear, what some people call a nuclear, where man, people's eyes will dissolve in their sockets. Okay, the door of what? Okay. And what? To comfort all who mourn. You remember Israel at that time, it would have been a terrible time. You know, and the rest of the world. Okay? So Jesus is coming to comfort. He's coming to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Okay? Now, if there's someone who needs comfort, who needs consolation, who needs beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, right now, those things are available even in this what? Dispensation. Okay? But when the kingdom is ushered in, he's coming to do it himself. Live, if I should say. Glory be to God. Verse 4. And they shall rebuild the old what? Ruins. They shall do what? Again, like I told you, construction will go on. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined what? With cities. The desolations of many what? Yeah. Then verse 5, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of the Lord. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Okay? Now, you are supposed to test all these things now. Amen? Whatever you need in these things, just get what you want, but their fullness is coming. Okay? Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. This is for the Jews, but I'm telling you what is happening in Israel at that time is a picture of what will be happening elsewhere in the world. But the epicenter, the nucleus of all this will be in Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you annoyed? You're not. That's good. If you're not annoyed. Isaiah 65, verse 20 to 22. We spoke about this, a bit of it, but there's something else I want you to see. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled these days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Verse 21. They shall build houses and inhabit them. Houses will be built. Amen? Remember, this is 1,000 years. So, in the third, people will be building. You get tired of the house, you destroy it, you build another. Glory be to God. And the splendor of the world will be increasing from year to year. Just imagine now, like Rwanda. I haven't been there. But I'm told now, like Kigali, man, it is just getting beautiful, more beautiful. With a guy who's not born again, with a guy who acts like he's not shady, but obviously all human beings were not saved. Those were saved. There's an element of what? Shadiness. I can say this because I'm not in Rwanda. Because you say it in Rwanda, man, you're gone. Amen? And that also proves that what? That I have no connections in Rwanda. Because if you're in Uganda and you have connections and you say those things, they will get you. Amen? Anyway, yeah. So Kagame is doing all that. Rwanda is getting more beautiful each and every day. Now, what about when Jesus is reigning? In just 1 year of his reign, just 1 year, I'm telling you, it's going to be wonderful. But remember, it's going to be 1,000 years. So just imagine how it will be year 10. Year 10, you'll be like, man, you ask him, you ask us his what? Representatives. You ask, so man, your boss, does he plan to do anything better? Can things get this better? Then he'll tell you, man, you don't know what is coming. By year 20, you will think you're in heaven. But yet you'll be here on earth. But remember, some guys will be tebagara kumanya. But they're enjoying, and they have jobs. You understand? Even non-believers will also get jobs. You apply, Sam is looking at me while applying. How are you going to enter law school? You have to apply. You understand? In those days. Amen? Even jobs, man. You want to be a construction worker in Israel. Everyone wants to construct in Israel. Yes, no. Apply. You understand? Everyone can be working in Israel. So because you want to be near the headquarters, so that you can see Jesus' limo pass, No, everyone can be working in Israel. Some of you will work in Kamwenge. Ukamwenge is not going off the map when Jesus comes back. But those places will be beautiful. You see this Chiwachule here, Nadia. A few years ago, man, those were people's villages. A few years ago, villages. No, you can't believe it. Some of those old houses, like you see Nadia, or if you're going like to Kungu, what, Nigeria, Chiwachule, old houses, those were people's what? Posh village homes, man. Posh. Guys would drive from Kasubi, going to their village in Chiwachule. I'm telling you, from Kasubi, and it was far. It was far. Because the roads were bad. The cars were not, you know, it was far. Kasubi, man. We're going to bury in our village in Chiwachule. Now, what about Jesus? In just, you know, 5 years. It's going to be wonderful. Now, 1,000 years. It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. Where were we? Which verse? 21. Okay. You build houses, Sandra. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Okay? They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people and my elect. My elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. So there will be work. Have you seen it? And you will enjoy it. Amen. It will be like before Adam fell. When Adam, before he fell, he was working. You know that. Do you know that? Wake up. I remember. Some guy, Brother Bugs, you remember? Bugs and Smack. You know, Smack was a school of some guys who call themselves Brothers of Christian Instruction. Brothers of Christian Instruction. They're the ones who own the school. And you saw that was this guy, Brother Baguma. But we used to call him Brother Bugs. Like Bugsy, but Bugs. Now, Brother Bugs, now that guy, I don't know what was wrong with his head. He was an old man, like maybe in his 50s, what? But what was wrong with his head. You had better not walk as in cross his path. If he's walking somewhere on the compound, he had better not see you close to him if you are not handsome. I'm telling you, you are sick. This guy will just slap you, man. I'm telling you, Brother Bugs, he comes for preps, preps what? Then guys are talking in prep time. Then the guy would just enter and say, Who was talking? You know, the guy just grabs the guy who didn't look nice to him. You know, and you talk in that accent. Oh, what to talk, you know, Western, you know. Well, who, meanwhile, is scanning, and she guy just goes away. Brother Bugs, anyway. So my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. You know, before the fall, Adam was working, and it was enjoyable. It wasn't toiling. Work didn't have a curse on it. The earth didn't have a curse. It was wonderful. Now, this is coming back. We shall be working, not just seated there seeing angels. Then the angels, where they come over and they sing for you. Why? Imagine 1,000 years just that. Really, really, really. There will be work. Hallelujah. Amen. Work. Some people will have white collar jobs. You understand? And some people will be with other things. You understand? Construction. Some guys will be tata. You know? I showed you lawyers. But it will be wonderful. You will enjoy your work, Rachel. Say amen. Sandra, you will enjoy going to office. Where are you going to stay? Where are you going to spend the whole day? You understand? Where are you going to plan your work? Where? Flying shoe. Thank God you're cute. Otherwise, Brother Bugs would find you flying. Brother Bugs will find you fly. Oh, pie. Hallelujah. You guys are laughing, but I think you realize that I'm very serious. Because I'm reading the Bible. Eh? Hey. But Brother Bugs, I don't think he'll be flying. Because that's a guy, I don't think he was born again. Is he still around? I know he lost Mark and went to Caltech, you know. Hallelujah. So you've seen it. You'll enjoy it. It will be wonderful. Eh? Church service, like I said last Sunday, they will go on worshiping the King who is now not in heaven, but is on the earth. We shall meet, you know. People will meet on Sundays or whichever day that they want to worship the King. Eh? Okay? So that means there will be rehearsals. I have to emphasize that there will be rehearsals. If you're not, that is if you want to do a great job for your King. But you will be loving him so much and you really want to do the rehearsals. Because work will be what? Enjoyable. Hallelujah. Amen? I've told people for quite some time that, man, in the millennium, I'm going to play the keyboard for Jesus. Remember, I'm going to have a glorified body, a cute way. You know, so learning will be just, what are you doing? Because already I know a few things. I hope you guys know. If Albert was here, you would have what? We told you. Ask my wife. Dennis, you remember Easter, eh? Ask my wife. I bought a keyboard. Albert went. He told me. I know. That's why you guys, I can show you what. I can show you. Eh? We used to call it, I don't know if it is. I can show you dust, you know. Eh? Yeah. But now, you know, it takes time to come and practice with you, eh? To help you to play the keyboard, yet I have to preach. So I can't do all those things. Eh? However, now in the millennium, if there's one thing I have told Jesus over and over, that in the millennium, Nyenda kukuwira keyboard. I'm telling you, millennium is going to be wonderful. You know, eh? Glory be to God. It's going to be wonderful. Eh? Hallelujah. I told you I can't do everything. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So you've seen it, eh? Hallelujah. I came to encourage Rachel and some people who think gold all over the place. Eh? You know, in the days of Solomon, the Bible says that Solomon, in his days, he made gold and silver as common as stones. Eh? Now that is Solomon. Now, how much more Jesus? And Solomon, it was just a few years. Eh? How much more Jesus? Jesus is going to do what Solomon did. I think he's going to do it in 4 days. So by year 10, I guess, gold, you understand, it's going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. But you can test the power of the age to come now. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Most people, basically, the church in general, they only talk up until, you know, up to the rapture. So most people know rapture, you know, going to you know, heaven. But the Bible speaks more about the 1,000 years that are coming. The rapture is just mentioned in a few words, you know. So maybe it means that it is not that a big deal, maybe, you know, eh? As compared to the kingdom that is coming. Because even the rapture, you come back here. You understand? Eh? Some people actually say you actually don't go, you just go and in the car, then you're transformed and then, yeah, isn't it? Guys like Andrew Mark, Rick Joyner, that's what they'll be. Yeah, you'll be transformed, but you're not escaping any the tribulation. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. And by the way, when Jesus comes back, I used to think that the moment he comes, the whole world will know that he has come. But the Bible doesn't say that. Amen? The Bible doesn't what? In fact, people will go preaching the gospel. Preaching will continue. Preaching that the king has come. Accept him as your king. Just like now you tell them, accept him as your Lord. Lord just means king. Someone over you, you know. Someone was here. So the kingdom, the gospel will be preached. Some people want to know. And some of those who, they are like, yeah, we heard, but we don't believe. For us, no, we don't. Eh? Okay. Isaiah 66. Most of these things are in Isaiah, Ezekiel. You understand? Eh? I mean, you just want to read what? The grace of God, you know. This kingdom is coming because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. It is part of the what? The grace of God. Hallelujah. But God talks about other things. Eh? God doesn't want to talk about what? The grace. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 66 verse 19. It says, I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape, I will send to the nations, to Tarshish, and what? I can't hear you. And who draw the bow and Javan to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my fame, nor seen my glory. This is in the millennium. Some people won't have heard, and they will have to be told. Are you listening to me? Amen. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. So Jews will go forth to tell the Gentiles that what? The king came. Accept him. Amen. You know this scripture in Matthew 24:14, which says, and this gospel or the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Now, this scripture, if you read the context of it, it doesn't mean that the gospel shall be preached, and then after it has been preached the whole world, then when everyone has heard, then the rapture happens. That's what people think. But this one is talking about in the millennium, and then after, in the millennium, the 1,000 years they preach, then the end shall come, when the new heavens and the new earth shall be ushered in. You understand? So this scripture refers to what we've read in Isaiah 66:19. This gospel, some of you, not all of you, I know, in the millennium, you'll be preaching the gospel. And why wouldn't you preach it? Tell guys, man, this is why you guys are being hammered with a drought, you know. It's because you don't go to what? So accept the king and go and honor him. That is preaching the gospel. You shall be going to tell people get saved. In the millennium, when Jesus is here, and some people won't believe, you know, Muslims will still be here. Jesus is not coming to eradicate religions. Because he's not coming to force anything on anybody. Like I told you at the beginning. So some people won't, you know, they will jump. And it will be okay to jump as long as you're not causing chaos. Glory be to God. Amen. That is the kingdom that is coming. Glory be to God. But guys, it's going to be wonderful. Jesus here and the devil not in the picture. You understand? If you want, you will have a glorified body, no sickness. You understand? No sick, like it's going to be wonderful. Glory be to God. Amen? Man, you should look forward to that time. Amen? You should do what? Yes, your promises, what? That job, you're going to get it. That dream you had, it's going to get what? Fulfilled. You'll get the job. Hallelujah. But there is a bigger promise God gave someone, or God gave you. The kingdom that is coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
And His kingdom will know no
end. Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.